Right, so this is your task then. In groups, you have to come up with a personal specification, characteristics that a red blood cell would need, but you also have to write me a set of instructions about the function, the responsibilities that a red blood cell will have to have and do. And you have got half an hour. On your table, you have some scrap paper. If you want to make notes on that scrap paper and draft together, like you did yesterday, that would be brilliant. I think. If one member of the group wants to go and get their ideas book out of their tray to make notes, that would be brilliant. You need to have lots of talk. You might want to divide your table into two, so some handle the characteristics and some write the instructions, and then you come together at the end. It is up to you. But bear in mind, half an hour, that is a lot to do, so you really need to be on it, you need to be discussing.
Okay, so what have you got so far?
We're going to do like bullet points and then we're going to explain why.
Great, so you've got the dash, so you're explaining that point. Good, that's really important. You need to be informative, don't you?
Mr. Powell, we didn't do that before.
Right, you've made a connection to work that we've done last term, haven't you? Good girl, Ruby. What's important to do that? So we think it should be fast. That's fine. No, that's fine. What you put is fine. What will you need to do?
Because.
Explain. Because. Yeah. What's your first step then?
The beginning of your journey will start at the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got to get human breath. Takes a breath every second.
We think that a blood cell should be fast.